what I can tell, there are two types of slippery slope arguments. One type which we make, which we tend to like. The other type which someone else makes, which we tend not to like. For most people, the term that they'll use is, well, that's a slippery slope, which really points out that the conclusion that it leads to is really excessive. Well, Orthodox Jews have a funny way of expressing the same idea, and more often than not, it's said with some cynicism, and it goes something like this: well, that may lead to mixed dancing. And generally, people then will smile or chuckle, although I strongly suspect that most people have no idea where that phrase actually comes from, or where the idea actually comes from. And surprisingly, it's most likely its original source would be based on an understanding of something which is written in this week's Parsha. The very beginning of the Parsha is Shoftim v'Shotrim. We need to appoint judges, and whatever a shoter means, a police officer, or perhaps somebody who can implement the rules or the decisions of those said shoftim. But something is noted, and if one looks at the commentary of the Lavush, who was a Rabbi Yaffo, who was a student of the Ramah, this is written 500 years ago, and he said something interesting without actually citing our verse, but he implies something about our verse. Last week's Parsha ended up with a discussion of the various holidays, and it speaks about happiness, it speaks about joy, it speaks about celebration. And then there's this really interesting connection, the end of last week and beginning of this week. For us, it's two different parshiot, it's two different portions, and therefore we would tend to say there's actually no connection between the two. It is interesting that the chapter divisions, which we know are totally not Jewish, Archbishop of Canterbury, saw this as part of the same chapter. And what Lavush is observing is the same thing, that there is a continuation between the two. What exactly is the issue? And this is something which is also hinted in the Talmud, that when there are celebrations and when there's happiness, and I have to add one more word there, very often there's wine involved, intoxication, celebration. Sometimes people can make bad decisions. The Rambam already rules, and again, based on the Talmud, that during times of celebration, during times of holidays, there needs to be some kind of what we can call today a tznius police, or some kind of patrol going around, looking and seeing if there are people who, because of all of these elements, the happiness and the celebration and the alcohol, are doing things which aren't appropriate, or doing things which aren't proper. So this consideration of happiness of the holidays leading into put shoftim and shotrim is really the issue. Now, of course, this is quite interesting because the verses were actually said in terms of a national identity. We're going to have a temple and there needs to be a place of worship, which is, in the context, the verses actually mean something completely different. On the one hand, there's going to be a national homeland, which is called Israel, and there's going to be a central place of worship. And the holidays are somehow reflected by this place of worship as well, including going up to Jerusalem and celebrating. Secondly, as a national entity, we're going to need judges and a police department and all kinds of other things. But nonetheless, this sensibility seemed to divorce the concepts from their nationalistic ideas and saying, okay, but what do these things mean on a completely different level? And once they were separated, it were seen as, well, look at the holidays on the one hand, and now let's take a look at the shotrim and shotrim on the other hand. So how does this get to mixed dancing? Well, one of the eminent rabbis pointed out that there's a very big problem about having dancing at all. Because when there's dancing, and then when there's alcohol, and when there's music and all kinds of celebration, it could in fact lead to mixed dancing. And therefore, this goes back to Germany a couple of hundred years ago, where Rabbi Steinhardt, who very conveniently was the rabbi of Steinhardt, and that's how he had his name, he said, therefore, we should be very careful at any dancing whatsoever, because the dancing could lead to mixed dancing. Those interested to know, so how did this then move on? Well, a number of people quote this, from Rav Akiva Eiger to the Chafetz Chaim, who put it on their commentaries to the Shulchan Aruch, and there they say, be careful about celebration and be careful about happiness, and appoint police because of this, because ultimately these things may in fact lead to mixed dancing. But before I stop, is this really a concern? Of course it's a concern. As much as we like to be cynical, especially in a Me Too generation, especially when we realize how sometimes inappropriate behavior, inappropriate situations can lead to results which we're not really happy with, perhaps this concern that certain things may lead to mixed dancing is something that we should take a little bit more seriously.